Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And it says that they knew Him. Not knew Him in the flesh, not because they recognized Him based on what He... But they recognized Him because they had just a few days before had the Last Supper. They had heard Him bless the food and break it and share it. And all of a sudden they knew Him. And it says in Luke 24, I believe it's verse 31, that the moment they knew Him, He vanished out of their sight. The moment you perceive with your spirit, you don't need physical things. It's actually better to know God spirit to spirit than it is to know Him flesh to flesh. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's more pleasing to God. If you could take the report that is given in the Word of God and believe it and trust this and know it because it bears witness in your heart, you could know God in a way that most of us have never known Him. But we're missing it because we're physical. And did you know that this was not an exception when these disciples didn't recognize Jesus? There isn't a single resurrection appearance of Jesus where anybody recognized Him. I don't know if you've ever thought about this. But every time Jesus manifested Himself to His disciples, they didn't know who it was. Because they had only known Him after the flesh. And now He was spiritual and He had to be spiritually discerned. Look in the 20th chapter of the book of John. This is on resurrection day, and Mary Magdalene was the very first person to see Him. And so in verse 11, this is John 20, 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid Him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She's supposing Him to be the gardener. Now here's Mary Magdalene, that He had cast seven demons out of her. She was one of the women that traveled with Jesus and cooked for Him and gave of her substance. And she traveled with Him the whole time. She supposed Him to be the gardener, saith unto Him, Sir, if thou hast borne Him hence, tell me where you have laid Him, and I will take Him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto Him, Rabboni, which is to say Master. She didn't know Him based on sight when He called her name. She recognized that. She knew Him heart to heart, but she didn't recognize Him by looking at Him. Look over in the 21st chapter. It says that the disciples, Peter says, I'm going to go fishing. And so the other disciples decided to go with him, and they had been fishing all night long. And in verse 4 it says, But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Here's another instance where they didn't recognize Him. Now, some people could say, well, it's because they were out on the sea in a boat and He was too far away and they just didn't recognize Him. But if I'm not going to read the whole story, but go down to verse 12. First of all, Jesus said, Have you any meat? And they said, We fished all night long and didn't catch anything. And He says, Cast your net on the other side. Now, this same thing happened in the 5th chapter of the book of Luke. And they had fished all night long, didn't catch anything. They threw their net on the other side, and all of a sudden every fish in the Sea of Galilee got in that net, and it began to break, and they filled the boat, and it began to sink. And all of a sudden John said, It's the Lord. Because he realized that this had happened before. And Peter put his coat around him, and he jumped in the water, and he started swimming for shore. And when they got there, it says in verse 12, Jesus said unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Why would this even be recorded, that none of them would ask Him, Who are you? You know why? Because they wanted to ask Him who He was. They were looking at Him. And they couldn't perceive that this was Jesus. Because again, you can't discern spiritual things with physical, carnal things. This is why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 that many of us have entertained angels unaware. And we don't know it because we are just looking at things in the natural realm. And you see a person and you think, well, that's just a person. But you know what? The angels can take on physical form. We had a meeting one time in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm convinced that there was an angel there. There was a guy who was a biker. He was about 6'9", huge, and had on a leather vest and tattoos all over. You know, it didn't look like an angel. But a big old guy, and he was the sweetest, kindest person. Didn't have the personality of what you would think a biker had. And I talked to him, and it was amazing the way that he knew the word and everything. And that night, we must have had 7 or 8 demon-possessed people manifest and people falling on the ground. And I'd look over there, and here was that biker, and he'd minister to him. And then another one, and he was over here. He was just everywhere. That guy was anywhere in that auditorium. And after I thought about it, I thought, I must have been an angel. This biker, I don't know who he was, but he ministered to every single thing and kept order that night and things happened. And I believe God sent an angel. But you know, you look at him and you think, couldn't be a biker. It couldn't be God. This couldn't be an angel because you've stumbled over the flesh. They wanted to ask him, are you Jesus? They were looking at him face to face and didn't even recognize that it was Jesus. You know why? Because he was spiritually discerned and they were carnal. They were looking, they only knew Jesus after the flesh. They didn't know who Jesus really was. And here's the clincher for me over in Matthew chapter 28. This one, this just overwhelms me when I read this. Matthew chapter 28 verse 16, I believe it is. It says, and then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. These are the 11 apostles. These are Peter, James, John, all of the apostles that had spent 3.5 years with him and lived with him and knew him. And Jesus appeared unto him, and they worshiped him. But some of those 11 doubted that this was really Jesus. How could this be? They were looking at him face to face. They were staring him in the face, and they doubted that it was really Jesus. You know, the point I'm trying to get across is we think, oh, if I could have been one of Jesus' disciples, man, would I have been strong in faith. Nope, it would have been a hindrance because you would have gotten so used to him in the natural carnal realm that you wouldn't have perceived who he really was. And every time in his resurrected form, when he was in his glorified body, people couldn't recognize him because he had to be spiritually discerned. You know what? We're actually better off. We can know Jesus better now than the 11 apostles did. Because we don't have the physical body of Jesus hindering us. You can close your eyes and picture Jesus seated at the right hand of God the Father. You can read in the book of Revelation about his eyes being like fire and his countenance as the sun. And you can visualize him any way you want to. You can see him. But you don't have to deal with the physical distraction. We can actually know Jesus better than the people who walked and talked with him. If you would open up and begin to start knowing him by your spirit and get to where you start functioning in the spirit instead of just the physical realm. Who is it that wrote half of the New Testament? The Apostle Paul, who didn't know him after the flesh. Now, he might have seen him, but he wasn't as well acquainted with him as Peter, James, and John. Matter of fact, the Apostle Peter wrote about Paul's writings, and he says, our beloved brother Paul writes about some of these things which it's hard to understand. And those who are unstable wrestle with his writings as they do the other scripture. Peter put the stamp of approval on Paul's writings that they are scripture. And he says, our beloved brother Paul. And Paul had a better revelation. He knew Jesus better than Peter did. Peter actually was succumbing to the legalism of his day and the religious pressure. And he wouldn't eat with the Gentiles. after the Jews from Jerusalem came. And when Peter came to Antioch, Paul withstood him to his face and rebuked him for being a hypocrite and said, you knew better. You had this vision and God showed you these things and you gave in. You complied with the Jews because you didn't want to suffer their rejection. Here's the Apostle Paul that didn't know Jesus after the flesh as well as Peter did, and yet he knew him better after the Spirit than Peter did. You can know God better through the Spirit than you could ever know Him by a goosebump, by a vision, by some feeling. Then, you know, people are always looking for a prophecy. I've had a number of people come up, would you prophesy over me? And you know what? I can prophesy, but I just resist being instant prophet where you put a coin in the slot and pull the handle and God comes out. It's just people wanting me to do something. And even though I believe in prophecy and all of these things, you know what? You need to know God yourself. And the way that you come to know Him is, He's not far from any of us, but He's not physical. God is a spirit. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And brothers and sisters, here's the big problem in the body of Christ. We have let our sixth sense of faith go kind of the way of the appendix. Whatever function that used to serve, it's just dormant in most people and it's just occupying space and we don't use it anymore. And so some of us have even had it cut out. And there's people that, you know what, faith has just become something that, even though God created every one of us with this ability to know things in your heart that you can't know with your brain, we don't encourage it. We actually make fun of it and look at it as being superstitious. And there's no doubt that it's been misused. But you know what? People misuse their senses too. We don't want to get rid of them. I'm telling you that you have an ability to know things. Every person in here at some time or another has faced a choice and you felt in your heart that you should do this, but wisdom seemed to dictate that you do the other and you followed the suggestion of other people. You did what you were told to do. It failed. And the moment it failed, you said, I knew I should have done something different.
This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK143 titled Knowing God by Faith when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who become partners with us, you know, giving more than just what it costs to get your materials, but you are helping us to reach out and touch other people. Thank you, because I believe that this is going to transform people's lives. And if you haven't yet become a partner, I'd like to encourage you to do so. You know, the television industry says that only about 1% of the people who watch a program and are receiving from it ever contact the ministry. That means that there's probably 99% of you who've been blessed that have never responded. I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then join with me and become a regular partner.